Praised be Jesus and Mary. If we reflect, it might seem a little bit strange that God actually commands us to love him. Because then the question arises, well, is that the kind of God, the kind of love that God wants? Does he want us to love him just because he tells us to? Does he in any way force us to love him? And would that even be love if all we do is just obey and love because he tells us to? Well, that's a good question, and let's look at it. Because it's the first and the greatest commandment. And if we reflect on the answer to that question, we see that God actually created our hearts in such a way that we naturally love back those who love us. And the more that we're loved, the more we're compelled to love back. And in fact, Scripture tells us that with God it's the same. In our relationship with God, it's the same. Our love for God consists not in the fact that we one day decided to love him, but that he loved us first and sent his son as expiation for our sins. And it's for this reason, because God loved us first, and he loved us to the end, and with all his strength, and he laid down his life for us, that then he's able to ask us to love him back the same way. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, because that's how we were first loved by him. So God doesn't force us. He commands us to love him, but it's not by terror, by the sword, by threats that he commands us. He doesn't bend our wills into submission like political rulers in the world do. He doesn't lie. He doesn't deceive. He doesn't manipulate. He only loves us first. That's the only force, that's the only compulsion that our Lord exerts upon us. That's where the power of the commandment lies. And St. Alphonsus de Liguori, as usual, with very incisive words, sums it all up when he says, according to the apostle, the love which Jesus has shown us not only obliges, but in a certain manner forces and constrains us to love a God who has loved us so much. For the charity of Christ presseth us. If each of you thought frequently on the sufferings of the Redeemer and on the love which he has shown to us in his passion, how could you but love him with your whole hearts? To him who sees with a lively faith the Son of God suspended by three nails on an infamous gibbet, every wound of Jesus speaks and says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Love, therefore, man, thy Lord and thy God, who has loved thee so intensely. Praised be Jesus and Mary.